It's 10 minutes past one on a... God, I don't even know what day it is. Is it Wednesday?
It's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday, on a Wednesday, the 29th of December, and I'm out of bed and showered and wearing underwear, which should cheer you all up. Just listen to everybody's booze. We've decided to get up today after having had 2 days of lying in the cold. We can't actually get through the cold today because it is throwing it down with rain outside and it is very cold. We can't have the windows open. We don't want to put the heater on in the bedroom because the bedroom really does suffer with the moisture. The paint comes off. Last night, because of the party that was going on down the street, I shut the window. And we've woken up this morning, and with no heat in the flat, just us breathing in the room, odd bubbles have appeared in the wallpaper. So we thought we're going to need to put the heater on to some stage today. We probably don't need to do it in the bedroom, so we decided we would get up, get showered, and then slob around the house. It's raining. It's raining really heavily. I don't know whether I mentioned it, but a week ago it rained and rained for 3 days. The bad news about this is the ground is all very, very wet from the rain last week.
It soaked in the amount of water it was going to soak. That's the problem, really.
And so the water table is very, very high. And this extra rain now, instead of just disappearing into the ground and soaking into the mountains, is starting to run away. There's been news reports already that seven houses
have fallen.
Seven houses in the city have already collapsed. This is a slight problem. Tijuana is a huge growing city. It's a growing city, but it's a moving city. Not a lot of people stop here. They come here for jobs. They come here to move across the border. And it's always sort of on the move. And Maria will tell stories that when she came here 10, 12 years ago, there really wasn't that many paved roads.
It all looked like you were in the outskirts of the city. It all looked like, well, if you've ever seen outskirts, if you've ever driven anywhere, you see the outskirts and they're all like, you know, places with the junkyards and the tire places and, you know, the mechanic shops. And it all just sort of looked like that, you know, like a taco stand and then nothing and then a dog, you know. And so you never felt like you had arrived.
And but it's to do with the paving of the roads. There just isn't. There weren't roads, there were mud tracks.
Yeah.
And that's the key problem, is that a lot of places are built in areas that don't have a lot of paving. Sometimes they don't have a lot of water.
Areas that people just started building without there having been, what is that called? The drainage.
Utilities.
And whatever. And so what happens is that they can't pave because they first have to dig up to set the pipes and the water drains and the everything. And I don't know exactly how that works, but it just seems to work for them.
And so the rain is not a good thing for them. It's not a great thing for anybody, but it's definitely not a good thing for them. Much as Alex is determined that we should be audio booing all day, the trouble with sitting around the house not doing anything is...
There's nothing to talk about.
There's not really a lot to talk about. I mean, we've managed to fill 4 minutes, 18 seconds of this stuff, but there isn't much else to talk about. So,
I've been reading a whole lot, should I say? I've been reading a whole lot. I've finished Freedom, and it's awesome, by Jonathan Franzen. I know you don't like him, Alex, but still.
And I've been doing very little else. I'll catch you on the flip side. Bye-bye now.